Joined now by Knoxville girls basketball senior Larissa Wells. 1-0, Larissa, congratulations. It's kind of a hard-fought game.
It was. Thank you.
You got out to a big lead, or you know, I wouldn't say a big lead, but you were controlling the game. What was working in that first half?
Moving the ball around. We had a lot of ball movement. I feel like we're a pretty balanced team, so that's a big key to our game.
And then they kind of came out and decided, making shots is going to get them in the game. Defensively, you had to feel pretty good heading into the first half without allowing them a two-point make. I don't know if you realize that or not.
I didn't realize that, actually. But I think in the second half, they really came out and showed us what we could improve on, and we did that throughout the half. So,
what are some things that you're really liking right now with your teammates? And you got essentially the same personnel back from last year.
The big thing is the attitude on the court. We did get in a little bit of a slump in the second half, but we all kind of settled, kept our heads, and just talked to each other, so that's a big thing. We're a guard-oriented team, so I feel like I can trust any of them handling the ball. We don't have that one person where we're like, oh, don't give the ball to them or something. So that's a big, big thing. So.
Yeah, a lot of size. How are you going to do that, and maybe a couple teams, because they did have a little bit of size on there. How did you adjust to that?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I was down low on defense, so that's new. Really, I just stick my hands up and hope that my 5'6" guard looking self can get in their face. But I think having Brittany down low helps a lot. She might not have the height, but she has the vertical, so that helps.
Larissa Wells playing the post. Do you ever think you'd do that?
No. Seventh grade, Lee told me. He was like, you're never going to be on the block. And then I come into senior year, Richard's like, you're down there. I was like, what? Okay.
Over the summer, I was kind of asking you to kind of keep it up on your knee injury situation. That's been kind of a lingering issue, but you're out there gutting it out.
Yeah. It's my senior year. I'm going to gut it out as much as possible. Peyton told me I only have so many miles left. So we'll see how many miles I actually have left. I think he thinks of me like an antique car. So
I was joking around with you pregame. I said, well, leave it on the court, and I don't mean body parts.
And I said it might be a blessing.
As we look forward into this season, what kind of things are you girls wanting to know? I know conference is one thing you want to really compete in, and you got some tough 4A teams that hopefully are going to get you ready for a postseason coming up later on.
And I think that's the main goal, is postseason. I think me and Emma, we're so competitive that we want to get past that first round and hopefully get past the second, the third, But I might be a little selfish this year just because it's my last go around, but I really want to make it to state, like, so bad. But we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you will play up at the state venue late in the season up at Wells Fargo, and I've always wanted to know, what is that like up there? I mean, there's not a lot of people, not nearly as many as you'd be up at state, but still, it's an opportunity to kind of maybe a dress rehearsal, if you will.
Yeah. It's always really cool. All of our parents come out, so it kind of feels like, a high-intensity game, even though it really doesn't mean anything. They're not in our conference. But it always just feels good to be in that big arena. For the girls going on, it's good for them to get out there, but it's always just a really cool experience.
We mentioned you're a senior. Last go-around for Panthers versus Cancer. That's always a special night for you girls.
Yeah, I'm actually cutting my hair this year. I'm donating it. So I'm really excited.
Are we going to see a short hair Larissa Wells?
I'm cutting 10 inches off.
Wow. I might not recognize you.
I know. I've had long hair for forever. I'm ready to get it off. But
and we've had that happen before, but that's, a cool thing. I mean, this is, where is that donated to?
I think they make a wig out of it. But I think the really special thing to me is I'm going to have two of my teammates cut it for me. So it'll just mean a little bit more. But I've been looking forward to this since my freshman year. So I'm excited.
Well, Larissa, good win. And, hopefully, the time off between now and next game will improve. And, best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.